On Tuesday's front page, the White House is looking at options for speeding up the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. This comes in the wake of the shooting rampage by a U.S. Army sergeant who killed 16 Afghan civilians over the weekend. In this country, new details about the $25 billion mortgage settlement that was announced last month. The Obama administration is going to check up on the banks every 3 months. And the president's approval rating slipped 9 points in the last month, according to the latest New York Times CBS News poll. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says the Obama administration is discussing options to speed up the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. Times reporter Helene Cooper says there's a sense at the White House that the mission in Afghanistan has now reached a point of diminishing returns. This comes in the wake of the killings by a U.S. Army sergeant who went on a rampage, shooting 16 civilians over the weekend. But White House officials had already been talking about speeding up the timetable for withdrawal. It's certain to run into opposition from commanders on the ground who want to keep the remaining troops there for 2 more years. In Afghanistan on Sunday, Abdul Samad discovered the bodies of his wife and 8 of his young children. They'd been killed along with 2 other relatives when the 38-year-old U.S. sergeant opened fire as he went from house to house. Samad says the Afghan government told families that had fled the war to go back to their villages. He said, quote, "Then they let the Americans kill us." Times reporter Graham Boley says Afghans' anger is boiling.
Afghans are still not convinced that this was a single soldier who carried out the attack. They're incredulous that he could have killed so many people on his own. The anger is very real, but we haven't seen the same protest that we've seen just a few weeks ago following the Quran burnings. There's some sense that the US government acted very quickly and properly, expressing outrage at the shootings and apologizing, even President Obama apologizing. It comes at a really difficult time, a really tense time in negotiations between the United States and Afghanistan, all to do with the military withdrawal and the end of the war and the presence of the US in Afghanistan after 2014.
Times reporter Graham Boley. Also on Tuesday's front page, new details about the $25 billion mortgage settlement that was announced last month. Court documents show banks will face stiff penalties if they don't live up to the agreement. The maximum threshold for errors will be 5%. The Obama administration plans to check up on the banks by doing a random sampling of cases every 3 months. One senior administration official says it's taking a zero-tolerance approach. Any mistake that's discovered will have to be corrected. The latest New York Times CBS News poll says President Obama is heading into the general election on shaky ground. His approval rating has dropped to 41%. That's down 9 points in just a month. But now 47% disapprove of the job he's doing. He's running neck and neck statistically in matchups with the 2 most likely Republican candidates. There's only a 4-point difference between the president and Rick Santorum, and 3 points between Mr. Obama and Mitt Romney. The drop in Mr. Obama's approval rating was especially sharp among low-income households. They may be feeling the sting of higher gas prices. In Kansas City and St. Louis, a twist in the priest sex abuse scandal. Lawyers for the church and several accused priests are trying to force an abuse victims network to hand over 23 years worth of correspondence, including emails with victims, police, and prosecutors. The network is known as SNAP. It says the legal action is part of a coordinated campaign by the church to silence it. SNAP has been a thorn in the church's side for years. In Albany, as the saying goes, it's deja vu all over again when it comes to legislative redistricting. Over the weekend, legislative leaders proposed boundaries for state senate and assembly districts. Governor Andrew Cuomo had threatened to veto any plan they drew up. Now he says it's too late for an independent panel to do it. He's trying to negotiate a deal that would include changes, but only after the census in the year 2020. Black, Hispanic, and Asian American advocates aren't happy. They say their communities are being denied fair representation. Inside Monday's Times, the unlikely liberal in Egypt's presidential race. 60-year-old Abdel Aboul Fouttou is an Islamist stalwart who used to be a popular leader of the Muslim Brotherhood. Most politicians see him as the leading rival to acknowledged frontrunner Amr Moussa. The campaign is just getting underway. It runs for 10 weeks. The Justice Department blocked a Texas law requiring photo IDs at the polls. The Civil Rights Division says the rule would suppress turnout among eligible Hispanic voters. Times reporter Charlie Savage says this brought the Obama administration deeper into the politically and racially charged fight over a wave of new voting restrictions. They were largely pushed through by Republicans who say they're worried about voter fraud. The Energy Department has yet to pay out more than $16 billion in loans for developing fuel-efficient cars. Congress authorized the loans 5 years ago. Some companies that applied suspect the money dried up because of the political firestorm surrounding the solar panel company Solyndra. Energy Department officials deny that. That's our preview of Tuesday's Times. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.